This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Enraged Hong Kong protesters blocked roads and defied police orders to disperse early Monday after riot officers fired tear gas and non-lethal ammunition at fleeing crowds. Protesters also forced the international airport to shut down. Meanwhile, a major airline and luxury brands are following China's lead on Hong Kong's protests. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The chief executive of Cathay Pacific has warned that there will be disciplinary consequences for employees involved in illegal protests as the airline joins a slate of businesses that have appeased and apologized to China in recent days. His comments in a memo to employees seen by the AP came just hours before the Hong Kong airport announced it was shutting down and cancelling the day's remaining flights after thousands of pro-democracy demonstrators occupied the main terminal. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Hong Kong airport says it will restart flights sometime on Tuesday. Trump administration officials are defending last week's mass immigration raids in Mississippi, including emotional footage of a girl pleading with authorities to let her father go. Acting Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan acknowledged that video of the 11-year-old sobbing was emotional, but says the girl was quickly reunited with her mother. In response, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she is against the policy of breaking up immigrant families.
For them to invade a workplace, divide families, just really undermines the character of America. What the motivation for it is, I'll leave it to others to decide.
The latest round of talks between the Taliban and the United States on a deal to withdraw U.S. troops from Afghanistan has ended. No word yet on the outcome. In Washington, this is VOA News. The new Trump administration rules taking effect today that might make it more difficult for some immigrants to become American citizens. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
Federal law already requires immigrants seeking green cards and legal status to prove they will not be a burden to the nation. The new rules kicking in today detail just what could disqualify them. They could deny green cards to those who use Medicaid, food stamps, or other forms of public assistance. Citizenship and immigration officers will weigh those factors along with things like education and income in deciding who gets legal status. It's one of the administration's most aggressive efforts to restrict legal immigration and is part of a push to focus on immigrant skills. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The man suspected of shooting at people inside a Norwegian mosque on Saturday and killing his stepsister appeared in court on Monday with black eyes and wounds to his face and neck. No explanation as to where those wounds came from. A judge gave police permission to hold 21-year-old Philip Manshaus in custody for an initial 4 weeks while he's investigated on suspicion of murder and breach of anti-terrorism law. Manshaus's lawyer says his client has not admitted to any crimes. And though there is no explanation about the wounds, Manshaus's alleged attack at the mosque was allegedly halted by a struggle with an older man worshiping there. U.S. President Donald Trump wants to see a successful British exit from the European Union. National Security Advisor John Bolton told British officials today Washington will support the move with the U.S.-Britain Free Trade Agreement. But Reuters' Lucy Fielder and William James report Prime Minister Boris Johnson faces three broad options when Parliament returns in September: a Brexit deal, no deal, and or a general election.
An election soon is what many Britons expect. Not least, it appears, their less than shy new Prime Minister. Britain will eject from the EU in less than 3 months, unless Johnson and Brussels rustle up a new deal. The prospect is shaking British politics. Reuters' William James says Johnson needs to get going, assuming he wants to.
So when Parliament returns in September, Boris Johnson has a big decision to make. He needs to decide whether he's realistic about getting a deal with the European Union to renegotiate the Brexit deal, or whether he pursues a no deal, that's taking Britain out of the EU, any kind of transition arrangement. That decision has to come early in September.
And that's Reuters reporting. Reuters reporters Lucy Fielder and William James reporting. The best meteor shower of the year is underway across the Northern Hemisphere. Sky watchers tonight will be treated to a stunning array of meteors streaking across. It's the Perseids. They occur when the Earth enters the debris field of a comet. Marissa Melton, VOA News.